I'm so happy to hear that, my love. I always have the most wonderful time with you. I'm glad you're starting to feel the same. You've been here a while now, but it's finally time. Today is the day. The day she arrives and we can end it all. And I can finally open your eyes and make you see that you're meant to be mine. You have been such a good boy all this time. And the whole time I didn't even have to discipline you once. I'm so proud of you. Even though I've seen you try to get out of this. Oh yes, I have. I've seen you try so hard to contact her, to plan a way out. I even found the things you've been squirreling away to help you escape. Then why have I been saying you're a good boy? It's really quite simple. It's because even though you made all those fruitless plans, you've been so sweet and tender to me. Even giving me head pats. But what made me absolutely giddy with joy was, well, when I came in and found your ankle chain broken. But your scent never left the cave. You stayed right here. It made my heart pound so fast, so wildly. I thought I would die from happiness. But I know you still plan on warning that little hussy. I want you to know that I'm not mad. No, not in the slightest. Well, because I've decided to give you an ultimatum. I will let her live if, and only if, you destroy her for me. When you meet, you make her feel like the lowest pile of garbage in the world. Make her cry. Make her hate herself. Destroy her self-esteem and make her suffer so terribly her heart can never love again. If you do that, I will let her live. Yes. I'm very serious. And it's all because you've been such a good boy. I'll always treat you right, darling. So long as you're good. Now, we have some time before she arrives. How about we spend it together? You know, baby, I think you deserve some head pats of your own. Since you've been so good for me. And for all those years you worked so hard, waiting for her. I know she still holds a special place in your heart. But I promise I am much better than she could ever be. I would never just up and abandon you. No. No, I would always be by your side. The only time I would ever leave is to go hunt, like I've been doing. And after all, I need to take care of my mate while he's on house arrest. Honey, don't say that. I know you enjoy it when I get home and cook for you. How my singing echoes through the halls. Cooking for you brings me so much joy that I can't help but sing when you're close by. Would you like me to sing for you now? No? Too bad. But you know I'll always respect your wishes. Well, I'll accept for letting you go. Because I know that's just a loneliness inside you talking. Yes, I see it in you. A loneliness she instilled in you to make you suffer. She never loved you. If she did, she wouldn't have asked you to try new experiences with other women. If she truly loved you, she would never want another woman to lay hands on you. She only said it so she could be a little whore in that college she abandoned you for. Oh, stop. Lies. All of them. You can't fool me, darling. If she really wanted to better your future together, she would have gone to the college that's only an hour from here. I've done a bit of research since I've been in town, albeit secretly. I hid my ears and tail and walked among the humans. I learned many things. And the college that's an hour away has amazing credentials and prestigious teachers. That also has many different majors to study, so you can't say that she had to leave you for a different college. She wanted to be a lawyer. That doesn't matter. She could pick a different profession, couldn't she? Stop defending her! Calm yourself, Nana. You're calm, collected. You are serene as the moon. It's fine. It's fine. You're just still under her spell of corruption. But I'll break that spell. Oh, yes. I'll make sure you are freed from the spell of her falsehood and into the loving embrace of my arms of truth. Oh, look at that. It's time to go meet her. Well, come on, my precious mate. Let's go. All right, my darling. I'll be right over on that bench, listening in on everything. And don't even try to whisper. Even with all the noise around here, I'll be able to hear every last word. My wolf ears pick up everything. So, good luck. And I'll be watching.
I'm so glad to see you again. You remember to pick me up? Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, school was great. I met so many cool people out there, and I had an awesome roommate. Yeah, I passed my exams with flying colors. You are looking at our high school's first ever lawyer. I'm gonna rock this town's socks. Look out, lawbreakers. I'm gonna prosecute you so hard you won't even see it coming. But enough about that. So, how'd it go? You know. Did you find a good girl to date while I was away? Help you figure out your real feelings? Hey, why so quiet? Come on, you can't tell me no, right? There's no way you didn't find someone. Seriously? This cannot be happening. Mad? Mad? Yes, I'm mad. No, you know what? Mad doesn't even begin to describe it. I'm livid. Ugh, I knew I shouldn't have hired those stupid country girls. God, I'm such an idiot. There I was, thinking because they're good at hunting animals, they must be good at hunting men, too. But no, they couldn't even manage to get into your pants. It's pathetic. How hard can it really be to seduce a huge fucking loser like you, anyway? Oh, you don't understand. Well then, let me spell it out for you. I don't love you. I never did. Don't you get it? I only let you hang around because I had to uphold my family's reputation. You were a damn charity case. Do you have any idea how humiliating it was to hear you blather on and on about your feelings for me? Ugh, God, not to mention your sad attempts to woo me, make me fall for you. It was hard to watch, painful even. Ugh. And the way you would follow me around everywhere like some puppy. But no, I have to play it nice so I don't make waves. Like, how did you not get it? I am so out of your league. You would never be able to get someone like me. I mean, I was willing to put up with your presence if you found a girl, but that crush you have on me has always been disgusting. I decided to take pity on you. I figured, hey, if I got one of those hick girls in the town to win you over, then maybe you wouldn't be so fucking awful to be around. Then I could grace you with my presence as a reward for finding someone that might actually let you plow them. It's just unbelievable. I hired dozens of girls, but not even one of them ever contacted me to let me know how it went. It doesn't make sense. Maybe one, but not all of them. Did you have something to do with it? Spill it now and maybe I'll give you a naked picture of me just so you can satisfy yourself at night.
That arrogant waste of flesh. Oh, I'll tear her to shreds. How dare she speak to my darling like that? I should go over there right now and rip her.
Are you serious? You did find someone? Then why didn't you say so? Uh-huh, sure. Where is she then? At your place. Fine. Take me to her. I want to see if you're telling the truth. I mean, obviously you'd lie about it. If you're such a loser that I couldn't even hire someone to date you, well, it's embarrassing.
My love. Oh, my love. He's staying so strong, but I can see the pain in his eyes. Oh. Not just that, though. Not anymore. Now I can see anger. Oh, and not just any anger. The anger of a hunter ready for the kill. He wants me to meet him at the house. And now I know why. Don't worry, love. I'll be there soon.
Ew. You still have all this anime crap everywhere. Well, where's your so-called girlfriend? I don't see her anywhere.
Darling, you're home. Oh, baby. How I miss those lips. Oh, we have a guest. Hey, you're that girl he always talks about, aren't you? Wait, that can't be right. You're way too ugly to be her.
What the hell? What are you?
Don't tell me she's stupid, too.
The ears. That tail. Like a wolf. But you can't be.
Why, yes, I am. Both a wolf girl and his perfect mate. I'm also the reason none of the girls ever reported back to you. I have to thank you for that, by the way. They were extremely delicious.
Stay away from me, you monster!
I'm the monster. I heard how you talked to my beloved at the train station. How you hurt him. I think someone should show you what it feels like to really hurt.
Wait. Wait, no. Please. Hey, I never meant it, I swear. Baby, please tell her. We love each other. You wouldn't let her hurt me, right? Right? Please, baby, please. Don't let her hurt me. I love you. Slapped me.
Because he sees it too. The monster you really are. Let's just hope you taste better than you look.
What? Wait, no. You're not gonna let her do this, are you? Stop. Hey, stop. No!
I think we finally got the rest of the stains out. Sorry for making such a mess of your room. I got a little carried away. You're welcome. I could never let her talk to you that way. I love you. What? You love me too? You mean it? Oh, baby, I knew it. And now we can take the next step. Good thing we cleaned up. What are you waiting for, my love? Come over here and mate me. Oh, you're such an animal.